Studio 360.
Today on Studio 360, we're all about country music and talking to some genuine legends. As far as country superstars go, Dwight Yoakam was always one that doesn't fit. The cool, mischievous, mysterious dude amid the interchangeable guys and girls next door. He settled in Los Angeles instead of Nashville. He always played and collaborated with rock and rollers. And by modern mainstream country standards, Dwight Yoakam's version of the music is unorthodox because it's what used to be orthodox.
Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home.
I spoke with Yoakam in 2013. He'd just released his first album of new songs in 7 years, and like so much in his career, it was full of surprises, including two songs produced by Beck. And the album's name, Three Pairs, is a reference to John Lennon, who was once famously photographed wearing three pairs of sunglasses.
Not the wire rim ones. This is footage from the documentary, The Material World, Living the Material World, that Scorsese did of Harrison. And they cut to Lennon, and Lennon was in full kind of pop mod revolver period kind of wardrobe with these big wraparound, not the later shot that everybody's familiar with. He's wearing kind of the 70s wire rim glasses. These were these huge kind of movie star frames. And he had three stacked on top of it, and he was looking at various angles to the cameraman going, I see you here, I see you there. And I said, there you are, huh, John, three pairs of glasses. And I started just to repeat that line, three pairs of glasses, and got up and I wrote it as I walked across.
Really?
Yeah.
The album seems particularly less straight-ahead country than some of your other albums. For most of these songs, the first few bars you can listen to and you don't think, oh, that doesn't sound like a country song yet. Was that an effort with this project from the beginning?
No, it's just an expression of the music I hear going on in my head and wanted to play. I mean, the first three albums to me were explaining why I was who I was, where I came. I was born in Appalachia and I moved out of there.
I've been to Pikeville, Kentucky, by the way.
You've been to Pikeville?
I have.
In the coal business?
Not in the coal business. Writing about the Hatfields and the McCoys at the time.
Well, that would be that business there, too. Yeah, the Hatfields and McCoys were a phenomenon of Pike County and Logan County, West Virginia, that crossed the border back and forth. And there's a great reference to that whole subculture there in Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell's great book. And the observations they made were really interesting about that. But being born really begat from the culture of non-agrarian geographic locations, where you had to engage in herding, you know, livestock as your means of existence. And it gave forth to feuding cultures, you know, because there was no tolerance for any kind of cross-eyed looks.
Gotcha.
Man can't really steal your field of wheat overnight, but he can sure take a lot of sheep, cattle.
But there's, on this record, there are also, in addition to these sort of rock and rolly songs, there are some open emotional ballads.
Yeah, I mean, there's a
piano ballad.
I didn't go into this. This is purely, I feel free of genre boundaries. I don't think musicians think of themselves as limited by categorization.
Right. A lot of good musicians don't.
It's just my version of these songs.
Let's hear one.
Okay. I feel self-conscious myself because my rambling tangents have already left us somewhere discussing too much information about feuding cultures in the southeast part of
Kentucky. It's good. It's good. I like it.
But that has everything to do with Heart Like Mine, actually. And that could be a theme for the Hatfields and McCoys. Boys, I saw you coming. Woo! Lord, I saw you coming up the holler. Anyway, here we go.
Good.
Shows in your eyes.
that was Dwight Yoakam and his band performing A Heart Like Mine from his new album, Three Pairs. God, I love that.
Oh, well, thank you.
And
thank
you. That was one of the songs you did with your man Beck, who also a non-respecter.
My main Beck.
non-respecter of genre boundaries.
No, he's completely free of being tethered to anything that would be limiting in any way. You know, and the great thing about Beck, you know, he's extremely literate musically, but he is wildly sensitive to not interfering with anything that's intuitive.
How did you come to work with him?
We had bumped into each other over the years at the odd event, and I just cold called him. And so he came by my office. We sat down for about 4 hours and, you know, talked about L.A. And, you know, there's when you mentioned that musical direction, L.A. and California had a lot to do with that, obviously, too, because there's always been a great commingling going back even to the 30s and the Dust Bowl collision of culture that happened.
When all those Okies came out to
Southern
California?
Yeah, the Okies, Arkies, Texans. It's blew into California. And I think that created a culture that it certainly beget the hybrid forms of country music that became
The Flying Burrito Brothers and the Birds.
Yeah, sure, the Birds originally. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the first country rock band, that Sweethearts album.
Yep. When you were young, you had an album in 1987 called Hillbilly Deluxe. Let's play a track from that, Read and Write and Route 23.
Have you ever seen them put the kids in the car after work on Friday night? Pull up in a holler about 2 a.m. So the light's still burning bright. Do those mountain folks set up that late to hold those little grandkids in their arms, in their arms? Yet I'm proud to say that I've been blessed.
Now, you were a Southern Californian by the time you recorded that.
What is it? It's when you're removed from the environment that you write about.
Easier to celebrate something once you're no longer living there, right?
Or to articulate more acutely what you came from. And I realized how fortunate I was to have been born into that culture in rural Appalachia. And the uniqueness of it was much more acute. By the time I'd been in Southern California for a couple of years, working on a loading dock and driving delivery trucks, I had a lot of time to kind of contemplate where I'd come from, what that was all about, you know, the hollers and the hills in the 60s, 50s and 60s, the migration out of there was to get jobs in Detroit. Route 23 literally is a U.S. route. We ran all the way down through the Appalachian chain and into Florida, but all the way to Detroit. The brunt of the joke was, what are the three R's that are taught in Kentucky schools? Reading, writing, and Route 23
there
North. So I thought, I'm going to turn that joke on its ear for my mother and my uncles and everybody that suffered greater consequences of that kind of cultural bigotry.
Bigotry. Can we hear another new song?
Sure,
one more?
Absolutely. What should we do, guys?
Title song.
Yes, do that. Why not do the title song?
Three pairs of shades, three pairs of other things, all there in space. Three pairs of shoeless feet, three mindless thoughts. All I want for you is happiness.
All I hope to give is nothing less than one or two more. Three pairs of glasses, three pairs of shades, three pairs of other things, all there in space. Three pairs of shoeless feet, three mindless hours.
That is Dwight Yoakam and his band performing live the title track of his new album, Three Pairs, here in Studio 360.
The title track, you know, the reason it became so evident that it was the title of the album is because it's about the nonsense of joy. You know, joy is what the album was about for me, and I hope for the band and all of us that made it, and I experienced great joy in performing it.
You have been a joyful presence here today.
Well, thank you.
We're not going to have to wait another 7 years to get another album of new songs, are we?
I hope not, but I don't know. I can't make no promises to a fellow like you sitting in a room like this at a time like this. I don't know what I'll be doing.
Well, we didn't have to wait 7 years. Dwight Yoakam has released two albums since then, most recently one with a title from a certain 57-year-old sitcom theme song. Swimming pools, movie stars. And Dwight Yoakam, too, is currently on tour all over America. Dwight Yoakam and I talked a little while longer, actually quite a lot longer. I asked him about his crossover success, and he wound up telling me a story about this one wild night at one of his shows involving flying bowls of beer and a punk rock kid and somersaulting security guards. I highly recommend listening, which you can do at studio360.org, where you can also watch a video of Dwight performing here in Studio 360.